A Bloody Good Night by Jesper Frank Jensen. Narrated by Robbie Stevens. It was the middle of the night. I was wide awake. My eyes were wide open and I couldn't sleep. Grandad was sitting next door. I could hear him turning the pages of a book or perhaps a newspaper. He was reading. He was drinking a cup of coffee. I could tell this from the smell of coffee which spread from under the door and crept across the floor and up into my nostrils, and I could tell it from the creepy sound of his teeth scratching his cup every time he took a sip of the coffee. Clonk, clonk, clonk. I found him a bit scary, you know, in a mysterious way. I tried not to think of his weirdness, and tried instead to picture him as a nice, warm granddad, sitting peacefully in the old rocking chair. I giggled when I remembered that Kitty Cat had peed on the pillow he sat on a few months ago. But I soon stopped laughing. I heard strange sounds and realized that things weren't as they usually were, and my blood froze. It was all wrong. I was very tired, but my stiff body would not give in, and I couldn't fall asleep again. Suddenly, there was another sound. I could hear something being dragged across the floor, or maybe it was a person dragging his feet as he walked. The sound rose in intensity as if it was coming closer. I held my breath, afraid of revealing my presence in the room. Now I was convinced that these sounds weren't human. This didn't calm me down, though, because then what was it? I followed the sound of the footsteps until they stopped just outside the front door. "Granddad," I whispered toward the living room. "Can you hear it? There is something outside the front door." But Granddad didn't answer. I slowly turned my head and looked through the chink under the door. The light had been turned off. I quietly crept out of my bed. When my feet hit the floor, I felt the cold, and I wondered who had turned off the heating. I took a step and backed away immediately. I had felt a damp spot on the floor. I tried to squeeze my eyes to sharpen my vision in the dark. I still couldn't see exactly what it was. Maybe it was a footstep from an animal, or some other kind of creature. I jumped back into bed and hid under my quilt. Now my bed was my only protection against the unknown creature. But what had happened to Grandad? "Grandad, are you there? Grandad, answer me." I was too scared to make a noise. What if the creature heard me? I stopped breathing and just listened. It helped, and for a minute I was calm. Time passed very slowly. Then suddenly I heard a deep breath next to my throat. Someone or something was right next to my bed, bending over me. My quilt was ripped off and I heard an evil wheeze close by. I felt my cheek dripping with saliva as the creature came even closer. I screamed with fear as I felt sharp teeth pierce through my skin and rip my stomach open. I forced my eyes wide open and was met by a pair of narrow red eyes. I fought against the creature, my arms and legs waving in all directions, but no matter what, the sharp teeth bit and pierced me again and again. "I don't want to die," I screamed in agony, while the blood spurted out of my mutilated body. My voice was barely audible any longer. Most of all, it sounded like a low rattling, as if life was about to leave me. It was time to stop. Harry was sitting next to me in my bed with a quilt covering half his face. His eyes were wet and tears cascaded down his fat little cheeks. He looked scared to death and looked at me in terror. Oh, I felt a little bad. Had I been too evil? It was just that sometimes I got carried away and forgot to stop until I had gone too far. Harry is okay, but he can also be very annoying. He always goes and tells Mum when I'm teasing him, and there has to be some fun in being the oldest. And of course, I like to show him that I am his superior. This time was no exception. Harry opened his mouth and yelled, "Mom! Mom, Calvin is teasing me!" I was just about to comfort him when the light was turned on and Mum entered. Harry was saved. She had turned up at just the right moment. For Harry, that is. "Calvin, you promised! Stop telling these horrible stories to your brother. You know he can't sleep."
"Okay, Mum, I promise," I said, and turned toward Harry. "I'm so sorry," I continued.
"Would you like me to tell you another story? I know a very scary, monstrous one which will make you pee in your pants." I didn't say this last sentence aloud, but I definitely thought it.